Indiana's record soybean harvest and near-record corn harvest are all but complete. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Annie Ropeek reports, the cash crop market may be on its way out of a low-earning period.
Bumper crops couldn't save Indiana producers' profit margins this year. With commodity prices at 10-year lows and farming costs remaining high, the state's $500 million in agricultural earnings will still fall short of better years. Those large yields are part of what's pulled prices down. They're also lowering farmland values, set to complete a 20% drop from 2014 highs by the end of next year. But Purdue University agricultural economist Chris Hurt says that's not as bad as it sounds. It's a moderation, not a crash. And as for commodity prices, he says farmers will cut back on corn and wheat acreage next year to offset the cheapening effects of oversupply, planting more soybeans instead. It'll boost profit margins only a little in the short term.
But we think it's going to be about 2019 before they can really get back to a break-even situation where their total cost of production is basically covered by the prices they receive in the marketplace.
Until then, he says food prices will also be low at the grocery store. In fact, they've stayed lower for longer in the past year than in more than half a century. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in West Lafayette.